Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFOs and can you handle the truth? That's correct, UFOs, can you handle the truth? Now, for decades, we've been told that the American public can't handle the truth, that we can't handle the truth about a lot of things, and that's why the government has to keep secrets from us. Well, I, for one, think that they've gone just a little bit overboard. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was former President Trump came out and said that he wasn't able to release the records on John F. Kennedy's assassination when he was in office because if you saw what I saw, you'd know why I couldn't release those records. In other words, you can't handle the truth. I would have expected better coming from him. The fact is, we can handle the truth. The truth will set us free. We know that. And here we are listening to Tim Burchett in a recent podcast interview he did. I think it was, the gentleman's name was Trey Smith. I found this on reddit.com. The individual that posted it did not post a link to the podcast, which is unfortunate because this guy deserves all the credit for securing this interview with Representative Tim Burchett, a real firebrand on this issue. And in this 1 minute excerpt we're going to play, about a minute 16, Congressman Tim Burchett says that someone on Capitol Hill urged him not to pursue UFO transparency because, quote, people couldn't handle it. There would be riots. He says, consensus among congressmen is that the UFOs originate from a non-human intelligence. In other words, we have an idea what it is, but we can't tell people because they might just get so upset they would have riots. After what I've seen in the last couple of years, I am judging people to be pretty passive. I don't see people going into the streets and rioting about being lied to by their government. Unless, of course, we found out that this deep state, that our own government, have been conspiring with these things, whatever they are. It might explain cattle mutilations, abductions, and a whole lot of other things. But before we get into all that, I want to go ahead and take a listen to this about a minute and 16 second long response from Tim Burchett talking about being told not to pursue UFO transparency. I think it's so commendable of him that he's had the courage to come out and do this. So let's listen up right now.
I was told that, you know, it was kind of weird. I was in the tunnel, one of the tunnels, Capitol, they're public, you know, they're open now since COVID, whatever, after COVID. But, and it was kind of weird. A guy walked up to me that I knew and said, you know, Tim, he said, we really don't need to put this stuff out. And I was like, what? He said, yeah. He said, people couldn't handle it. There'd be riots. And I'm like, riots by who? You know, I could go to East Knoxville and have a forum on it. I could go to West Knoxville and have a forum. I could go to Loudoun, Lenore City, Danvers, you know, wherever. I could go to Claiborne County or Granger County. You know what? People would say, I think there's something out there. I want to know the dadgum answer. I don't care their color, their socioeconomic background, or anything else.
I agree. I know we're basically already touching up on it, but with the UAP task force set up, is there a consensus that this is non-human intelligence, that these are not anything relative to this earth or created on this earth?
But among congressmen, there is, I feel, but I don't believe in the intelligence community they're permitted to say that.
Now, this next article comes to us from thesun.com. I'll have links at the Ko-Fi and the Locals site as always. You can take a look over there. The title of the article says, Black Project, I was told to stop asking questions about UFOs. I was warned there would be riots if truth got out, says U.S. Congressman. And then this is written by Katie Davis, published 8:30 Eastern Time, April 4th, 2024. The article goes on and says, a politician has revealed he was warned to stop asking questions about UFOs as people couldn't handle the truth. Representative Tim Burchett said someone at Capitol Hill told him there would be riots if details on what the U.S. really knows about UFOs were disclosed. And just the idea that the average person is going to go out there in the street and riot. I mean, you can hardly get them up off their couch from watching, you know, sports or the news or whatever. I just find that silly. It goes on here. It says, a congressman, a long-term advocate for disclosure, has said he intends to push for more hearings on the UFO phenomena. Officials at the Pentagon have long denied there is any evidence of aliens visiting Earth. Earlier this month, the authority released a dossier to the public detailing events back to 1945. That's actually some poor writing right there. What they released was just more or less a there wasn't even enough work put in it to call it a cover-up, just a mostly a blanket denial that UFOs are real. After we've spent all this money to have these guys resolve the UFO dilemma, which they, of course, have not done, it says it insisted there were no hidden UFO programs within the government and that there is no evidence of extraterrestrial activity. And talk about having the fox guard the hen house. But Burchett previously told The Sun that the world is being lied to about UFOs. The Tennessee Republican has pushed for more whistleblowers to come forward as he pushes for more hearings. It comes after former intelligence officer David Charles Grush made extraordinary claims that the U.S. has wreckage from non-human craft and even dead pilots. His remarkable claims so far have not been backed up by hard evidence, but have sent a UFO shockwave through Washington, D.C. Well, it has sent a shockwave through D.C., that is for sure, that even a little bit of the truth maybe has gotten out. It says UFOs are now more commonly referred to in official circles as UAP, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. You know, why do they need to change the terms all the time and the names of these things if they're just going to tell us that they don't exist? Burchett told News Nation, "We're going to hopefully have some whistleblowers in there to blow the lid off some more stuff. So get red. So I think what he means there is get ready. Sometimes they make mistakes in these articles. They just seem to put them out a little too fast. According to Burchett, many in Congress believe UFOs originate from a non-human intelligence, but he revealed he was urged by someone at Capitol Hill to stop pursuing transparency over UFOs. Burchett told Trey Smith, "It was kind of weird. A guy walked up to me that I knew and said, 'You know, Tim, we really don't need to put this stuff out. People couldn't handle it. There would be riots.' He said he told the man that if he held forums in different cities, people would say that they want to know the truth as they want answers." Speaking to The Sun, Burchett previously challenged someone inside the Defense Department to come forward with hard evidence, such as a photo or video, to truly blow the lid off the cover-up. Well, now that's what we need. We really need places, dates, photographs that we can document this stuff, what's going on. But it seems clear to me that the deep state is bent on covering this stuff up. This Tim Burchett, he must have just lived a pretty straight, clean life, because they haven't been able to deperson him so far. And so now they're resorting to threats. Threats that, you know, people all across the country would resort to violence and take to the streets and have riots if they knew the truth about what was going on with these UFOs. The article goes on and says, he said, "Congress has been lied to and the public have been lied to, but we got to have that one person who walks out with a tape or something." He added, "I would tell any whistleblower to come out. Your country needs you." Well, the problem with this is that we live in such a surveillance society where especially somebody in one of these key positions who might have evidence like this to really, you know, maybe not prove, but to really suggest that these UFOs are real and that the deep state is intimately involved with them, that person, I think, would be under such tight security that it might be nearly impossible for them to smuggle anything out. And we have to ask ourselves, if this secret is so important for them to keep that they're threatening congressmen with, you know, national security disruptions and riots and all the rest, what would they do to stop that stuff from coming out? I mean, Grush has talked about his own safety being threatened. So while it's hopeful that somebody could release something other than a deathbed confession, I'm not really too sure about anybody ever being able to do that. That's why I keep talking about we need to have set up our own disclosure where we crowdsource this stuff. We may get a little bit of here and there with the deep state, but much the same way Edward Snowden was threatened with life imprisonment, you know, absconded to the Soviet Russia, much like Julian Assange is locked up. You've got to exercise some restraint when you confront these people. And I think that if a person really came out and confronted these guys and exposed them for what could be going on, which what I would suspect might be some kind of conspiracy between the deep state and whatever these entities are, that the person that has that actual hard evidence, that's the person that's going to be in danger. So maybe it's safer just to assume it's going on. I didn't need Edward Snowden or Julian Assange to tell me about the bad things that were happening. Okay, I just assumed they already are. And war. I assumed that I was being spied on. That's how I live my life. And so I'm making the assumption that UFOs are real because of all the evidence that I see. It's just overwhelming. And I'm also making the assumption that if I know they're real, people within the bowels of our government, whatever this thing is that's ruling over us, they know they're real. And they've got a lot more power and a lot more resources than I do. And so if they know they're real, they're in a position to reach out to these things and be in communication with them. And if they're in communication with them, they're probably conspiring with them to do whatever it is that these things want done, which may not be in our best interest. So for me, it's a safe assumption. I don't need somebody to risk their life to come out and tell me, hey, your government knows about these UFOs, and they're in communication with them, and they're conspiring with them to do things that you may not be aware of or want done. Well, all that stuff's out of my power. I can only assume the worst, basically, and live my life accordingly. And as far as finding out the truth about these entities, I think that the safest, easiest way to do that is going to be on our own, because we can handle the truth. Okay, the people that can't handle the truth are the very ones that are going to depend on the government to tell them what's going on. And I'm not so sure the government's going to give them the truth that they're looking for. And I'm not sure the government's going to give them the actual truth. They may give them a sanitized version and do what they always do, create a parallel narrative that's different from what's actually happening. Now, we hear a lot of times from people like Louis Elizondo and some of the UFO mafia members out there that the big deal would be that all religious people, they specifically seem to single out Christians and Catholics, that they would freak out over UFO disclosure because it doesn't align with their belief system. Even though the Pope has volunteered to baptize aliens, that's a whole other story. I think that Representative Tim Burchett is important to look at because he is a Christian. He's a proclaimed Christian, and he has pointed out that it doesn't contradict his faith, that he believes it's a possibility. Now, there's two ways to look at this thing. You could say, well, these entities where they are, that there's some other life form from another planet, and therefore they're just created by God like humans are. Some people might go to the dark side of that and say, well, look, these things are demonic. There's some sort of creation from the beginning that's turned against God. However you want to look at it, these entities, this phenomena, whatever it is, can fit in with religious beliefs just fine. We don't have to explain everything. Now, we might not know whether they're good or bad, but the fact that people are confronted with the reality of these things doesn't mean they're going to lose their religion over it, and therefore the government will no longer have will be able to use religion as a control mechanism. I mean, I think that's the only thing that governments really cares about anyway. They don't care about people's religious freedoms or religious rights. They just look at religion as a way to control people. And if people lose their religion, then perhaps they will lose the ability to control them. The fact is, this whole UFO thing is a big issue, and there's plenty of room for everybody to look at this stuff and believe in it or not believe in it. You doesn't have to be determined by what your belief system is as far as your religion goes. Now, this article here is from NewsNationNow.com. Title says, Bible isn't at odds with UFOs, Representative Tim Burchett. A whistleblower said Pentagon has a secret UFO retrieval program. Burchett and other lawmakers have been pushing for information. Congressman said his views on UFOs don't contradict Christian faith. So in other words, Tim Burchett's saying, hey, listen, people aren't going to go out in the street and riot just because they happen to go to church on Sunday. They're not going to totally turn their back on their belief system because they find out that UFOs are real. Okay, there's enough space in their head for both things. The article starts off, it says, Representative Tim Burchett, Republican from Tennessee, has been part of a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers seeking information on unexplained aerial phenomena and demanding more transparency from the Pentagon. But is his belief in UFOs at odds with his religious faith? Burchett joined News Nation correspondent Ross Colter to discuss the latest on congressional inquiries into UFOs after a Pentagon report denied it had ever recovered any alien technology. Burchett, a devout Christian, told News Nation his belief in possible extraterrestrial activity isn't at odds with his faith. Quote, "I have no problem believing that there's mentions of extraterrestrials in the Bible, and it doesn't question my faith one bit. It doesn't hurt or damage it," he said. That's interesting because we've heard so much from some of these UFO celebrities, in particular Louis Elizondo, even Nick Pope a little bit, that they were stymied in their investigations, or that, you know, there were conflicts because of people's religious beliefs preventing further investigation of UFOs. Basically, they were told to be quiet because these things are bad, and that the whole dust up there was that the meanie Christians are keeping us from finding out the truth about UFOs. Well, this is just nonsense. And Tim Burchett actually is a good example of this. A person's religious beliefs don't have to interfere with their attitudes or curiosity about UFOs. Now, I'm not saying that these things are good or bad. It's just saying, hey, you can go to church on Sunday and also believe in the UFO phenomena. The whole point about this whole UFO phenomena is we don't know what it is, keeping an open mind about it. Now, it goes on, it says, Burchett has spoken about his views on religion and UFOs before, specifically citing the first chapter of Ezekiel in the Old Testament. The early verses in the chapter, which contain prophecies, mention a cloud of fire which emerged winged beings described like this: "As for the appearance of their faces, the four had the face of a human face, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle." The verses then go on to describe wheels covered in eyes that accompany the creatures. The congressman has suggested those creatures could be extraterrestrial in nature. Well, that's a thought. Some people think that this line of reasoning could lead a believer into being deceived by these entities, whatever they are. That's a topic for another day. The topic of UFOs has gained traction in Congress following a whistleblower complaint from the former intelligence official David Grush, who said the Pentagon is hiding a secret program to retrieve UFO technology. Grush has gone as far as to suggest the government has recovered alien remains, which the Pentagon denies. The article finishes up, it says, Burchett and others in Congress aren't giving up on investigations into UFOs. As for his faith, Burchett said his faith in the unexplained makes it stronger. It makes it a lot more vast than we as Christians sometimes make it, he said. This comfortable little box on this round rock we call Earth. Well, what a cool guy. I think that what I like about this article is it shows us, you know, that number one, Tim Burchett is just a warrior out there trying to get whatever disclosure he can. And number two, as a devout Christian, he's able to have both these ideas in his head at the same time. He, like I said, he can go to church on Sunday and he can hold UFO hearings on Monday. This idea of being having a religious belief system and also believing that UFOs exist is not mutually exclusive. And it seems like a lot of the UFO celebrities, it seems like a lot of people in the media would like you to think that it's exclusive. Always trying to put people in a box. Always trying to get control of that narrative. Whether it's telling you that you can't, that Christians aren't able to have an open mind about UFOs, or telling you that the public can't handle the truth about UFOs. We're always being fed these arguments that are based on false assumptions. What I like about Burchett is that he's saying, hey, let's have some hearings, let's have some people come forward, let's try to get some more clarity on the issue, because as he pointed out, he could have meetings all over the place in the district that he represents, and people are curious about it. People can handle the truth. In general, sure, you're going to have certain people that are going to get a little freaked out, that might do some silly stuff, but the majority of people, I think, are going to be able to handle the truth about UFOs just fine. What they might not be able to handle is the truth about the role that our own government has played in hiding what these things are about from us, about some of the shenanigans that they've been pulling behind our back. The fact is, though, that people should already realize that they've been lied to by their government. That's what governments do. They lie to people. They keep back the truth about certain things because maybe they think they're protecting you, or maybe this information that you want just gives them some sort of leverage over you. It's nothing new. It's been going on since the dawn of time, whether it's the Kennedy assassination or what really happened on 9/11 or any number of things that you could talk about that are hot button issues. There's just certain people that know. In fact, things are so compartmentalized, it may be a situation where no one person knows everything. That's why we have to get ourselves in a state of mind where we can handle the truth. And we do that by pursuing our own disclosure and coming to our own conclusions. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over now.